That's right, Nita. Communal leaders have paid tribute to Margaret Gutman, who served in several top roles in the Jewish community and died at the age of 87 last week. Gutman was the executive director of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies from 1983 to 2001. She was a former journalist at the Sydney Jewish News and was a Sydney Jewish Museum board member. In 1993, she was given the Medal of the Order of Australia for her service to the Jewish community, particularly through the Board of Deputies. Board of Deputies CEO Vikalidev said that Margaret Gutman was synonymous with the board for 18 years, a thoroughly dependable pair of hands who was dedicated to the well-being of the community and to advancing its interests. He said her commitment to the board, to the community, to Indigenous rights and to the cause of intercultural bridge building was peerless, and New South Wales Jewry is all the poorer for her passing. Now, Executive Council of Australian Jewry Executive Director Peter Wertheim reflected on his close working relationship with Gutman in the late 1990s. You can read full coverage, Communal Leaders Paying Tribute to Margaret Gutman, in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And we are going to listen to an interview that I've conducted with Margaret a few years ago. And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Harry Trigobov is number one, and the three richest people in Australia have combined wealth of more than $29 billion, imaginary sum to most of us, and they're all Jewish.
They're all Jewish, and it's a bit of a change of pace, and Harry Trigobov was named the richest man in the country according to the BRW Rich List, which was released last week. Harry Trigobov topped the list with an estimated worth of $10.62 billion. He told the Jewish News that there will be parties with the family and with his staff, and they might continue. He said that when he built his first apartment building in 1963, he never imagined being the richest person in Australia. He said he's excited because it took a long time to get to the top. Now, following Trigobov on the rich list is Visy Executive Chairman Anthony Pratt, who's in second place with $10.35 billion, and Westfield founder Frank Lowy's in third place with $8.26 billion. Now, rounding out the top 10 is John Gandel in fifth place. He has almost $5.4 billion, and Ivan Glazenberg, who lost nearly $3 billion this year, but is still in ninth spot with $3.3 billion. A big mazel tov to Harry Trigobov, who's been named the richest man in the country. Five out of the top 10 richest Australians are Jewish, and as you said, Nitsa, the top three are all Jewish, so a big mazel tov to all of them.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, our Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, went on the campaign trail in Melbourne's Jewish community last Tuesday. What did she say?
That's right, Nitsa. Bishop, together with local Liberal candidates, met community leaders at Melbourne's Beth Wiseman Community Centre. Now, communal leaders thanked Julie Bishop for taking a principled stance against an anti-Israel motion which was put forward at the World Health Organization World Assembly. Now, Australia was one of just 8 countries to reject the motion condemning the Jewish state for violating mental, physical and environmental health. Now, backed by 107 member nations, it was the only proposal at last week's gathering that singled out a specific country for criticism. Now, co-sponsored by the Arab Group of States and the Palestinian representatives, the motion also called for a WHO delegation to investigate and report back on, quote, the health conditions in the occupied Palestinian territory and in the occupied Syrian Golan. Now, writing to Bishop to express their gratitude for Australia's vote, Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council National Chairman Mark Liebler and Executive Director Colin Rubenstein noted that despite the many extremely serious violations of rights in relation to health in countries such as Syria, the country singled out yet again was Israel.
Evan, Limud Oz is back again, with some controversy, as usual.
That's right, Nitsa. What's Limud without controversy? A Palestinian-Australian advocate of boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel has been disinvited from Limud Oz after organisers learnt of his vocal support for the BDS campaign. Now, Professor Bassam Dali, an Adelaide academic who was to speak at the June 25 to 27 conference in Melbourne, had been listed as a participant in a submission for a session on coalition coexistence between Israelis and Palestinians, along with Sivan Barak of the Australian Jewish Democratic Society. Dali is the vice president of the Australian Palestinian Advocacy Network. In a profile, Dali stated that he supports BDS, a controversial speaker who's been disinvited from Limud Oz. You can read all about it in this week's Jewish News.
And Evan, many of our listeners are WITSO supporters. Please tell us about the WITSO conference last week.
That's right, Nitsa. As Gila Lieberman stepped down as the national president of WITSO and Paulette Cherney officially took the reins, World WITSO President Esther Moore paid a special visit to Australia to help ease the changing of the guards. Now, Moore herself only recently took the top position, voted in as the leader of World WITSO in January. Now, visiting Sydney, Melbourne and Perth, Moore told the Jewish News that she is most impressed with WITSO's operations here in Australia, particularly the dedicated volunteers and donors. Now, since becoming president in January, Moore has traveled extensively to represent WITSO, fundraise for its initiatives, and show her support for its branches across the world.
Evan, I believe that there is a fantastic JCA exhibition in Bondi. People are flocking to see this exhibition.
That's right, Nitsa. People have been flocking to this exhibition in Bondi Beach. It's called Humans of JCA. It's part of JCA's 2016 fundraising campaign. And what it is a photographic display featuring staff, volunteers and clients from the 23 community organizations that JCA supports. Now, the exhibition captures the special bond between a Montefiore Home staff member and a Holocaust survivor, as well as a Masada College high school student's joy upon rediscovering his Jewish identity. The range of photos and their accompanying descriptions are designed to deeply engage and connect with members of the community. If you haven't yet, make sure that you go and see this exhibition. It's called Humans of JCA. And for more information about the exhibition and when you can see it, you can visit jca.org.au.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much and have a great week.